Proclamation number 5561 of 20th of December, 1952. Serving in a state of compulsion. And in love and free will. Through my grace and mercy you humans have come considerably closer to me again, for your soul was once at the greatest distance from me and would not have returned of its own strength, since the distance also resulted in a lack of strength. It is so easy to understand that only love leads you back to me, but that you completely lacked love due to your former turning away from me. Hence you can only return to me if you let love revive in you again, and since you would never have done this voluntarily because my adversary's principle was in you. Unkindness. And this therefore meant eternal separation from me if I did not find a way. A way which, as it were, forced you to serve. You were to earn a reward through this service, even if you didn't do it voluntarily, a consideration which consisted of you being allowed to come closer to me again. For your service was a building purpose, you contributed to the preservation of that which served you to return to me. Even forced work has to be compensated somehow. You therefore expected to be entitled to ever more and more strength being supplied to you, which increased to such an extent that you were allowed to utilize it again after an infinitely long time according to your own, i.e., free will. You were granted the stage as a human being where you should also use the life energy you receive to be of service, yet of your own free will, which always means an activity of love. Thus you were educated, as it were, through the long path of development to be of service, even though it happened in a state of compulsion, and you can now prove this education in earthly life by voluntarily doing what you had to do before. You would never have voluntarily served in love in the state of greatest distance from me, and I could never have forcibly transferred you into the state as a human being. A slow upward development had to take place. For your own sake you should become again what you once were. Beings full of strength and light, with all the divine qualities you possessed in the beginning. But the epitome of strength and light, of highest perfection, is love. What you once voluntarily gave away you must acquire again. You must completely become love if you want to become perfect. And love serves and finds its happiness in it. Therefore, what the being did not want to do when it fell away from me, it had to do for an infinitely long time as fulfillment of divine law. Only in this way can it direct its own will to look for opportunities to be of service, which will then be valued by me and rewarded with the state as a human being of free will, which can bring about a complete change to love and thus return to me. Because love means unity with me and therefore also light and strength in all abundance, thus unlimited beatitude. Amen.